This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A delegation of Canadian lawmakers plans to visit Taiwan in October to seek economic opportunities in the Asia-Pacific region, a move that could further stoke tensions between China and the West. The relationship between China and the West has worsened since U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan earlier this month against Beijing's wishes. China claims Taiwan as its territory and is against foreign politicians visiting the island. Democratically governed Taiwan rejects China's claims. In response to Pelosi's visit, China restricted trade and launched massive military drills around Taiwan. A summer of extreme heat and drought in France and England has been interrupted by intense storms, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The sound of thunder has taken over the London skyline as tourists in London's Camden neighbourhood ran for shelter as rain poured down. The storm comes after a summer of unusually warm and sunny weather in England and its capital. A day earlier in France, water gushed down subway steps as the capital and other regions were caught unaware by a sudden storm. Parisian drivers navigated floodwater on the Seine's embankments as rainwater broke through the river's banks. Winds over 60 miles per hour were recorded at the top of the Eiffel Tower during the flash flood. In southern France, thunderstorms flooded the old port of Marseille and the city's main courthouse and forced the closure of nearby beaches. Across much of Europe this summer, intense heat has compounded a critical drought, which in turn has created ideal conditions for wildfires throughout the continent. Karen Chamas, London.
This is VOA News. The first wartime shipment of UN food aid for Africa reached the Bosphorus Strait on Wednesday under a deal backed by Russia restoring Ukrainian grain deliveries across the Black Sea. Turkish coast guards expect the Lebanese-flagged cargo vessel to reach the Sea of Marmara on the strait's southern edge late on Wednesday before sailing to its final destination in Djibouti next week. The grain will then be loaded for delivery to war and famine-stricken Ethiopia under the UN World Food Program, funded largely by the United States. Russia's February invasion of Ukraine contributed to a dire food shortage now confronting some of the poorest parts of the world. The World Health Organization's Director General has suggested racism could be behind a lack of international attention being paid to Ethiopia's war-shattered Tigray region. In an emotional appeal, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who is from Tigray, questioned why the plight of civilians there is not getting the same attention as the Ukraine conflict. War broke out in Tigray in November 2020 between the TPLF and the federal government and its allies. The fighting eased in March after both sides had fought to a bloody stalemate and the government declared a humanitarian truce. But Tedros says the situation within Tigray is, quote, the worst disaster on Earth. U.S. space agency NASA is one step closer to the countdown for the historic launch of its uncrewed mission around the moon. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The 322-foot Artemis rocket is now on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center, getting ready for an August 29th liftoff. Astronauts won't be inside. Instead, test dummies will, but Thomas Berger with German Aerospace Center says these are human-like anthropomorphic phantoms.
Human bones, human lung tissue, human brain tissue. So in principle, the phantoms are tissue equivalent in itself. So that means you have radiation passing through the phantoms, the interaction of these radiations are similar to the interaction of radiation passing through a human body.
The capsule will fly around the moon for a distant orbit for a couple of weeks before heading back for a splashdown in the Pacific. The goal of Artemis is to once again send people to the moon. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, a delegation of Canadian lawmakers plans to visit Taiwan in October to seek economic opportunities in the Asia-Pacific region, a move that could further stoke tensions between China and the West. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.